Another issue that I thought of, how about a woman who has either never experienced orgasm or has difficulty climaxing with a partner? Is that something you could help with?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of women, mainly because of the media coverage, that seems to be an area that has been written about a lot. Any challenge with orgasm, reaching orgasm, is more than likely going to be psychologically based. It's to do with anxiety. You know, we're not a species that is able to protect ourselves particularly well. We don't have claws, we don't have teeth, so we have to come up with strategies in order to make sure that we survive. Now, obviously, in order to have procreative sex, which is obviously what fundamentally we're all designed to do from the beginning of time and why we are a successful species, we have to be in a state of complete relaxation for the body to actually do it. It's all to do with the autonomic nervous system. And, you know, if we are in our fight or flight mode, in other words, we're anxious, then certain elements of our neurological system, our blood circulation changes. And fundamentally in men, blood doesn't go to the genital area, and women likewise, but there's a hyper sense of anxiety. The body remains quite tense because we're unconsciously in a fight or flight situation.
So it's not possible to orgasm if you're in a state of anxiety?
Exactly, yeah, because nature's basically saying if you get relaxed and you have an orgasm, you're very, very vulnerable, and you might get attacked by the predator, you might get eaten by the tiger. So you've got to be in a very trusting, safe place in order to have sex. Now, that isn't just about being in the cave or up a tree or wherever it was we used to have sex in our primal origins. It's also about the person we're with, because particularly where women are concerned, women are not designed to have single sexual partners. They're designed to, in effect, go out and harvest sperm. And so the female sexual cycle is anything from sort of 35, 40 minutes to 6, 7, 8 hours. And most women know this, that they can pretty much go for as long as they want. For the male, it's 15 minutes start to finish. The reason for that is that the female can fit a number of males into her arousal cycle. And the reason for that is that allows her body to select the best genetic match sperm-wise, or she's creating a sperm war, and so the very best sperm will win. And if she's got three loads of sperm from three different males in there, then obviously it's a law of statistics, I guess. But if she's got 10 loads of sperm, then the one that does win is a really, really good sperm. So there's a real biological reason and evidence that females have this much broader sexuality because about making the best baby they can. It also rolls on to the fact that actually when that baby's born, the males who she's had sex with don't know who the father is. She knows she's the mother, she's produced it. But in the hunter-gatherer cave, those males all have a vested interest in A, making sure she survives pregnancy, and B, that the child survives as well. So she creates multiple paternity. Now, while she's doing or having procreative sex with all those males, she's going to be in a very vulnerable place because, you know, the whole arousal process for females is about trusting. And so she's got these dominant males, these males coming forward. She has to be in a safe place.
Trusting and surrendering.
Trusting and surrendering. And feeling desired. It's crucial that a female feels desired. That will turn her on. What she's actually basically saying is, I am giving myself over to you because I know you want me, and you want me so much that you will look after me while I'm pregnant, and that you will look after my offspring. So therefore, the more desire I feel from you, the more safe I feel to give myself over to you. Now, if a person comes to me and they're having issues around orgasm, there's two types. There's what they call, it's inability to orgasm per se, so primary anorgasmia, or there's situational anorgasmia. Primary is when there's no ability to have an orgasm, even through masturbation. It's less common, but sadly more common than one might realise. And that is something I do deal with, but is certainly something that's more challenging and often takes 4 or 5 appointments, because we're having to break through some really deeply entrenched psychology to do with anxiety and fear, per se. That's about, the fact is, this person's brain just does not want to let go. It has to stay permanently in control because it is constantly not trusting. Now, that might go back to very early experiences in childhood or a period of very long periods of lack of trust about family, parents, security, etc. So, for example, you know, typically it might be a woman who's grown up in a war zone as a child and has permanently had to be on guard. That might result in inability to orgasm, primary or anorgasmia. For a woman who can't orgasm when she's with another person but can on her own, she's confident that her body works quite efficiently, which obviously the primary anorgasmic woman may also have a concern about, that actually maybe there's something just wrong with me. I'm not like other women, which is nearly always never the case.
So it's mostly psychological in your experience?
I would say it's nearly always psychological. Obviously, it could be to do with addiction, drugs. It could be to do with, there could be some form of physical element, but that would have to be checked by doctors, etc., etc.
So you might recommend they get checked out physically?
Yeah. If that was something that I thought might be possible, I would then certainly ask that they would check that. So female circumcision might be an issue there. If they've had FNG, then obviously clearly that could have caused some nerve damage, stuff like that. But more than likely, it's the psychological impact of the FNG and the long-term impact of the FNG that is causing the problem of, oh my God, I'm different to other women, so I'm not like other people. And that causes the anxiety, and that therefore causes her to not orgasm, which she then believes is to do with the actual surgery or semi-surgery that she might have had, when actually it probably isn't. And that's my experience. So with situational anorgasmia, it might be... Well, it would be, again, it'd be tracing back to find out what's going on in her mind, where her anxieties are coming from. Is it a lack of trust? Is it fear? Is it shame? Is it guilt? You know, it could be to do with any of those areas. It could do with, say, religious. It could be indoctrination. It could be of having an aggressive parent or whatever it is. Because clearly, if she's able to orgasm on her own, but she can't when she's with somebody else, what's the fundamental difference? There's somebody else in the room.
It's a relationship, yeah.
Yeah, it's to do with that other person in the room. So what I need to find out is what type of people is she actually getting into relationships with? Is it replicating a dynamic that she had from childhood, or is she going to a place that is very similar to the way where she went when she was in childhood about how she feels? I'm not good enough. I need to make him happy. All of those things. If I can then work with that and then turn it round, and fundamentally within the body work, within the massage, what I'm doing is creating a very, very safe, trusting place. So having talked it through, and she begins to recognize where that anxiety is coming from, I can then go, okay, so this is a person who has always felt that she's needed to put the other person first. All I need to do is say to her, this is all about you. You don't have to take any responsibility for anybody else here in this room. It's all about you. Now, just giving her that permission to go, really? I've never done that before. She knows she doesn't need to impress me. I'm not, you know, married to her. I'm not in a relationship with her. So
and
hopefully...
And she doesn't need to give back.
And she doesn't need to give back. She can just focus on herself. But then the massage itself, just a physical massage of being touched, stroked, which produces oxytocin. It allows the body to react. We, you know, oxytocin is known as the love drug. It arouses. It relaxes. That, coupled with the change of psychological state in her mind, will hopefully then allow her to start feeling feelings that she's never felt before. Once she starts feeling those feelings, she relaxes even more because obviously it produces more endorphins. And hopefully if we get that, we manage to find that tipping point and it tips the other way, you then build on that. And I can't make promises that every time, but there have been situations where a woman who has never orgasmed has had 3 in one session and I've never seen them again because job done.
Sounds like a satisfied customer.
That was somebody who'd never had an orgasm, and it was all to do with the fact that she had only ever been with dominant, aggressive, assertive, controlling males all the way through her history, from child with her parent right through to her marriage and various boyfriends.
Of course, because we all have relationship patterns, so we tend to attract the same kinds of men or women, or find ourselves in the same kinds of relationships. Yeah. So then there might be an issue that goes on for years and years and years without being addressed, because the dynamic is always the same, and it reinforces that issue, perhaps.
And it was reinforced. In her case, it was there was an extra emphasis in the sense that she was also made to feel that she was that there was shame around it. Her mother had caught her having sex with a boyfriend when she was 16, and now she was the whore of the family. So that, coupled with that, you had shame, you had the need to get approval, which had come from the father, and the need to be good enough, because from her class, she came from a particularly well-to-do class where you had to have a certain demeanour or type, and she never felt good enough. So all of that played into this, I'm not good enough. And her first comment to me when she walked through the door is, I'm an extremely successful person, I have a multinational company, I have absolutely no financial worries whatsoever, but I don't feel as if I'm part of the female human race.